Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
It's a huge day in Sydney, Simon, because we've got the Golden Slipper, but the most anticipated race, no doubt, is going to be Winx and the Grey Flash Chautauqua.
Over 1,500.
We're lucky enough to have Tommy Berry join us this morning on Racing Pulse's Friday Form Focus. Tommy, you've got a great book of rides, but is Chautauqua the one that you're almost looking forward to the most, taking on the Mighty Bear Winx?
Yeah, I am. I think Chautauqua and Winx are going to be a great clash. And, you know, he's the best sprinter in the world and she's the best horse in the world. So, you know, I don't think anyone ever thought that these two would clash. And it's very exciting to see that they're going to.
And on behalf of La Romaine, hello, Tommy, and Haraki, you've got the job ahead of you.
Yeah, I do. You know, La Romaine, he beat us last time by a nose, but albeit he had a few more things go right him than we did for us, so hoping we can turn the tables on a bit more of an even surface on Saturday. And, Haraki always improves second up, and you know he's won a Doncaster and Epson, I think it was that he won. So he's no slouch at all either.
So two questions I want to ask you about from the Canterbury Stakes. Early doors when you jumped out of the barriers on Chautauqua and you went a furlong, did you think I am two lengths further back than I want to be here? From the second last horse.
Yeah, I never, you know, even in Hong Kong, I never want to be that far off him. You always like to be on the back of the horse, the second last horse at least, and in contact and travelling well. But, you know, I think we've learnt with Chautauqua, he doesn't do that all the time. And I've learned he's not a horse that you can push around. You know, every time he's sort of been asked to be that two lengths closer, he hasn't finished off in his races. Every time I've ridden him and I've let him be where he's been. Sometimes it looks to be too far off and he's got very well most times. So, you know, it didn't work on Saturday, but it was only in a... But, you know, hopefully he jumps out with a bit more speed in his legs. It's hard when we've got a horse stepping up in front. If we're never looking at getting him over, I'll probably be a bit more aggressive on him over the 1,300 the other day, but... like I said, he doesn't like to be pushed around, and knowing that we're sort of heading towards a 1,500 horse rider, I didn't want to get him.
Tommy, can we ask you to take a step to the left, mate? We're just getting a crackle on your phone there.
Sorry.
And the second, no, that's okay. Yeah. So from the second part of that question from the Canterbury Stakes, was it ideal to get cracking at the 600-metre mark and go up inside them? Would you have liked to wait it a little bit longer? Now, we're knowing you were in front before the post and after the post, the stride after.
Yeah, look, I think either way, I would have... whether I went around them or came up inside them, I still had to get going earlier than I would have liked. I had to sort of use a lot of pep up, catch the field, I believe, from the half mile to the 600. But it would have been obvious if I was sort of on back and that I didn't have to use that petrol and I would have come around them, knowing that I had a lot more gas in the tank. But because I'd used a bit to sort of catch up the field down the side of the track, I didn't feel I had enough petrol in the tank to sort of live around the field and win like he usually does. So I just save a bit of ground. And look, I think, you know, coming around the corner, I said, you know, I found where the best part of the track was earlier in the day, so I knew what I had to do. And I said from the start of the day that around the corner the fence was fine and the track's fine. It was down the straight is where you wanted to get to the outside fence. And look, I would have liked to get a bit earlier, but me cutting up underneath them on the corner, I didn't think was a problem for me. I didn't think the corner, the outside of the track on the corner was any better. It was when you came into the straight, you know, 50 metres after your straighten is where you wanted to be. And most of the winners on the day and most of the horses on one of the day frolic, I didn't get out there till 100 metres after we straightened. So I think that shows.
Speaking of frolic, another bottomless track drawn outside. Are you expecting to ride her the same way?
Yeah, look, she'll obviously get back. The barrier's sort of, it's you know, pretty much said that we've got to ride a quiet again, and we would anyway. I was hoping to be in front of a few horses, but that might not be able to be the case. But, look, she'll get through a heavy track, but as I said on the day at Randwick the other day, on the outside fence I felt it was a soft 7, and on the inside of the track I felt it was a heavy 9, so heavy 10. So even though it's got her down as winning on a heavy 10, I don't think where she was as bad. So, you know, I think the track's going to be a little bit worse on Saturday than what she was running on. So that's going to be a little bit of a query for her. But, you know, she's going to get back in the field. I just hope that there's a lot of pressure in the race. There looks to be a lot of pressure on the speed map. And she's got a really quick turn of foot. And, you know, I'll walk the track before the race. And there's plenty of times that in Golden Slippers we've seen with Feeling Ready and Miss Finland. And, you know, I did an overreach a few years ago where the inside sort of isn't the place to be at the start of the day. But by the time slipper time comes, if you're back in the field and you save a bit of ground up the inside, the winner's won there. And it happened with Moss Fund a couple of years ago as well. So I'll be walking the track before the race just to see where the best part is.
Inference won the Randwick Guineas over the mile on pure class in the heavy conditions. Now he steps up to the 2,000 metres. Can he win the Rosehill Guineas in same conditions?
Yeah, I think so. We always thought the Rosehill Guineas and the Derby were the two that we could win with him, and winning the other day was a bit of a bonus. He had to get back from a wideish alley, and we had to ride him, or force ride him quiet on that occasion. It was good to see him relax, because as you would have seen, Simon, in Melbourne over the spring, he pulled quite hard in most of his races. So it was good to see him switch off the other day, and it showed what a great turn of foot he's got, and he's got a lot of tenacity and will to win, and we saw that in his last final 100 metres when he was tied up against the outside fence, and he really pinned his ears back and hit the line, and he was really pulling away from his rivals on the line. So I think the 2,000 is going to suit him well, and obviously once we step up to the 2,400, it's going to be even better.
Is he your best?
I think he is. He's my horse for the autumn. I've said that since day one. He's a really exciting colt, and Dwayne's going to have a lot of fun on him when he gets back to Melbourne over the spring, because I think he's going to be a better horse again then.
All right, mate. Well, good luck tomorrow, Tom. You've got three brilliant rides in the Group 1s up there. Look forward to watching it tomorrow.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Pleasure.
Tommy Berry.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.